If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
10 minutes after 8 o'clock, and before we get to entertainment news, why don't we check on the State of the Union speech. Is he done yet? No, I guess not. Wow. Still going. Unbelievable. All right. Well, we'll keep checking back on that. Meantime, let's head out to Las Vegas entertainment reporter and author Cindy Perlman-Gaber. Cindy, good morning. And you have news about, oh, this is going to be good. Foreigner fans are going to like this. News about Lou Gramm.
I count myself as one of those, Bob. Good morning. I love Lou Gramm. And all these years later, he's asking the same old question. I want to know what love is. He, the former lead singer of Foreigner, has a new solo album. He asked that on. A single just dropped last week called Young Love. And one thing you have to say for Lou Gramm, he's still got it. The pipes are good. He sounds just like the regular Lou Gramm. He's 75 now and also overcame a brain tumor. And his new album, though, called Released, is out March 27th. And the cool thing about this album is these are old songs that he had in the vault. He took them out, unreleased songs from the 80s, so that's interesting, and cleaned them up, finished some of them. And he said they're powerful, heartfelt songs with a great vintage vibe, a real nostalgia trip for him, and that he's also doing a lot of other things this year, too. He did say he was going to retire, but he's talking about some solo dates coming up. Plus, he will do some appearances with Foreigner here in Vegas. They have coming up soon, March 6th and 7th, Foreigner the Hits with an orchestra at the Venetian. And he'll introduce the band. He's doing a VIP meet and greet with fans. And he's going to sign his book he wrote a few years ago called, of course, Jukebox Hero.
Here's the new one. Let's listen to a little bit of this. You're right. He still sounds like Foreigner's Lou Gramm, doesn't he?
I feel like I'm driving to high school all over again. Yes, he does. He sounds great. And he's in good spirits. So I can't wait to hear the rest of this album.
Chicago's own director Michael Mann has a new project. Fill us in on Heat 2.
Yeah, Michael Mann from Chicago directed one of the great movies of all time, Heat, with Robert De Niro as a bad guy, Al Pacino as a cop, going against each other many years ago. And now comes word of Heat 2, when that's based on a novel Michael Mann actually wrote called Heat 2. And the cool thing is, in Hollywood, all the young actors are dying to be in this thing. There's rumors that Leonardo DiCaprio wants to be in, other names floating around, Austin Butler, who played Elvis, Adam Driver, Bradley Cooper. No actual offers have gone out yet, but this is the hot project to want to be in.
And, of course, Michael Mann was the man behind Miami Vice, wasn't he?
Man behind Miami Vice, and he has said himself he can't go anywhere for years without people either wanting to talk about Heat or talk about what are his plans for Heat 2. And the Heat 1 press junket, when you did a one-on-one with De Niro and Pacino, they almost made you order a steak while you were talking to them. They said, do you want a steak? I said, no, because who could eat steak and interview two guys like that? And one of their guys said, she'll be having the steak. Okay, whatever.
Could you get a word out of De Niro? He's famously kind of mum in interviews.
And the worst part was Pacino. When De Niro would give these weird non-answers, Pacino would look at me like, isn't this guy a little weird? And that would make you want to crack up in front of De Niro, also very bad. So that whole interview is fraught with, I'm lucky to be here today, Bob, honestly.
I love it. A lot of fans of MasterChef and shows like that will be happy to hear about this new Fox show.
Yeah, get out your whisk, because MasterChef's coming back. That's the show where Gordon Ramsay's a little bit nicer. He's not yelling at people to get out, or it's raw, but it's where MasterChef is the home chefs who get chosen. They go against each other, and they're judged by Gordon Ramsay, Joe Bastiach, who's very tough on people, and Tiffany Jerry. And this year, it's supposed to be international cuisine, which in our house might be toast for if I'm cooking, but it's international cuisine. And that comes back April 15th, season 17, which is another cycle, has already been renewed. And meanwhile, The Floor, another big Fox hit, is coming back April 8th for their season 5, a two-hour special hosted by Rob Lowe, who's a great host. And it's 100 people vying for $250,000.
Pretty soon on Netflix, there will be a new limited series. This sounds like a classy project, Cindy.
You know, Bob, when you got out of Wuthering Heights, somewhere it's being penciled in that you are going to watch this, Pride and Prejudice.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. It's a new one. It's a new genre of called a yearnaissance. It's these yearning bodice ripper type of things. It's Pride and Prejudice, the classic. And Netflix is turning this into a series, so it's not just 1 hour, it'll be 5. And we already have Emma Corrin, who is on The Crown. She's Elizabeth Bennet, who falls in love while staring out into nothing with Mr. Darcy, the famous romance character. He's played by Jack Loudon, so it's good casting. UK production coming out next year sometime. So based on the novel written in 1813. Right now, guys everywhere are going, no.
did you say yearnaissance?
Yearnaissance, this yearning romance. It's a whole new genre, the yearnaissance.
Wow. Oh, that's good. Okay. Well, I can always watch Scooby-Doo instead. And there's more for Scooby-Doo fans, isn't there?
You know, people are going to start saying Jinxies again because, hey, Scoobs, I can't do the voice. They're getting another revival. You know why? The last time they put out a Scooby-Doo movie, it only made $250 million at the box office. So that's why this keeps coming back. This is another live-action series for Netflix with McKenna Grace. She's the young, danger-prone Daphne Blake. And, you know, this one is going to be the origin story of how the Mystery Inc. gang got together and how they found little Scoobs, a little lost Great Dane puppy.
Okay, I will see if I can convince my wife to, you know, watch that with me instead of what was it called again? That new genre,
yearnaissance, and the idea
instead
of
yearnaissance shows.
What? You have two words for you, her watching Scoobs. I say no chance, but I don't know.
Yeah, you're right, Cindy. Appreciate it. It's Cindy Perlman, Gabriel in Las Vegas. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you very much.